Greenwich Board of Education held a special meeting Friday, and I'm joined on the line this morning by School Board Chair Kathleen Stowe. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Okay, yourself?
Wonderful, thank you.
All right, tell us about the meeting.
Yeah, so we it was an emergency meeting, but mostly because we wanted to make the RTM calendar. As you might recall, when I spoke with you last, we had come with a revised safety and security plan that we worked with Chief Heavey and the department and the administration over the summer. And there were three aspects of that plan, really. There was increased infrastructure, there was more Greenwich police officers, and then there was this concept of campus monitors. We quickly, through the RTM, the increased infrastructure went through, as well as the Greenwich Police Department, but there were some issues and debate around the campus monitors. And we then kind of met with the chief again. He spent a little time on it, and he actually came up with a revised plan that we're really pretty excited about and, in fact, passed the board 8-0. And we wanted to do it on Friday because it then makes the RTM call, and so it'll be on their meeting calendar for this month. But what this plan involves is now an additional request for $271,000, which is in addition to our previously requested $411,000 for the Greenwich Police Department officers. So we will now have five Greenwich Police Department armed officers dedicated to the 15 elementary schools. This is in addition, I should say, the 15 schools. This is in addition to two SRO officers at Greenwich High School already. So we will now have seven GPD officers, which is wonderful, working completely dedicated to our school system. So this is now in front of the BET, I should say, first, and then the RTM. But this is just the last piece of the plan.
It's interesting. I guess it came about, there was some resistance from unions. I guess that was one of the reasons why this was revisited, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's interesting. When I heard about this, I said, duh, isn't that a pretty simple solution to the problem? Is that right?
Yes. I mean, I think so. I think, you know, at first this was something that they'd worked on over the summer. I frankly, as you know, it's very hard to recruit police officers at this time. And so I know the chief is just having a hard time, you know, maintaining his personnel and making sure he serves the entire community. But as he went back to the drawing board, he found this to be sort of the best solution. And we are just so enthused that we've ended up here.
Have you gotten feedback from the BET and RTM?
We have not yet, but I get the impression, given the initial conversations and you heard the feedback at that time, I think that they'll also see this as a no-brainer. So I'm pretty confident that this, and frankly, this is also now, it's actually less money than what was in front of us with the campus monitors. But as we said in our meeting, and as the chief has constantly said, this is a plan that we'll keep assessing, right? This is a situation we'll keep assessing. We've invested in infrastructure in terms of more cameras, you know, more locked doors. All of that is something on the capital side that we'll invest in. But we have to keep looking at the personnel and making sure we're protecting our, you know, our students and our staff. And so I think this is a great next step and something we'll have to just keep looking at.
And I guess one thing is that this is a reallocation of police officers, right? This is not the hiring of five more officers.
That's correct. It's basically overtime that the school system is paying to the police officers at this time.
And with five, I guess you can't really get into the weeds of the plan of how this works, right? This is for security reasons, I'm guessing that you're not going to say, okay, this officer is going to be here at this time, but not at this school, right?
That's correct. And that's exactly why we went into executive session. So we did spend time talking about how he plans to deploy these officers, but that is something that he has to keep confidential.
All right, so the BET meets, October 15th, I think, is the full BET meeting?
I think that's correct. It'll probably go to the Budget Committee first. I suspect they will have an executive session as well, so they can understand this a little bit more. Then it'll be in front of the BET, and then it'll go to the RTM.
And when's the RTM meet in October? They do, right?
They do, exactly. And yeah. So in November, they sort of focus on budget, so this is good. I think it's October 17th?
Okay.
I'm sorry, 17th or 18th. I don't have it in front of me, but it should be that week, I believe.
All right. That makes sense. 2 weeks from today, I guess.
Exactly.
All right, Kathleen, and any more special meetings planned, or is this kind of put to bed at this point, or no?
This one is put to bed, hopefully, at this point, assuming it passes. But we do have Thursday a board retreat. That is where we're actually going to, our retreat style is where we focus on a few specific topics. and this one's pretty important because we are looking actually at some achievement data, but also we're focusing on capital. As I mentioned last time, we have to do capital earlier this year to meet the town's schedule, and so we are taking this Thursday to really hunker down on it because we will have to vote on this in just a few weeks.
All right. Look forward to speaking to you Friday then.
Very good. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thanks, Kathleen, for a few minutes this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great week.
Thanks. That is School Board Chair Kathleen Stowe. Thanks to